Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Yesterday was supposed to be the start of jury selection in the George Floyd murder up in Minneapolis. And it got interfered with. No jurors were actually picked. There was some jury activity. It was halted because the Court of Appeals came down with a decision that said that they could add charge of third degree murder against the police officer. And the other side said that they were going to appeal it immediately to the Minnesota Supreme Court. What's this all about? There are different kinds of murder charges. First degree murder, they call it in Wisconsin intentional homicide, second degree, third degree, the manslaughter. It all has different jail terms. But more importantly, it all has different standards of proof and what you have to prove. And I think that the prosecution, they've already charged him with second degree murder, which is a higher standard. Third degree murder would still be a substantial penalty. They want it in there as a lesser included offense. So depending on how the trial goes, they can say, okay, here's what it is. But at the very least, it's this. And the defense wants to say, well, if you can't prove the elements of second-degree murder, it has to drop down to manslaughter, which is a much less serious thing, although still somewhat serious. There was prior precedent. There was a police officer, the first Somali police officer on the Minneapolis force, who was sitting in his car. A woman came up who called in a complaint or for help because there was a prowler or something in the neighborhood, and she walked up to the car to tell him who it was, and he shot her. Flat-out shot her through the window of the door. He got convicted of third-degree murder, and he's serving a jail term. Court of Appeals said, well, that's precedent, so you should go ahead and add the third-degree murder charge. The defense wants to take it to the Minnesota Supreme Court and slow things up. There is a lot of tension up there. A lot of demonstrations at the site of the George Floyd murder. A man was shot. It wasn't clear whether that was related to any demonstrations or whether it was just a random shooting. Who knows? That's being investigated, but there's a lot going on in Minneapolis. The fact is that you cannot have the few rogue police officers, the vast majority are very fine police officers, have a real right to protect themselves. They shouldn't have to gamble that their wife will be a widow and their kids will not have a father when they're in very tough situations and their life is threatened. But when you have a man restrained on the ground, begging to breathe, and you strangle him, that's murder. And that happened out in New York. The cop got let off because Crooked William Barr, Attorney General, overruled the local prosecutors and said that they couldn't prosecute the cop. He got to strangle a guy. Kenosha, guy shot in the back seven times as he slowly gets into a car with his kids in the back seat. He's not prosecuted. Look, the fact is that these sort of prosecutions can be politically dangerous. People are afraid of losing their positions. This has got to stop. The handful of bad cops that do these things has got to stop. There are ways of doing it. For one thing, make sure that it's independent reviewed by people who are not subject to election. Maybe somebody in the Attorney General's office who's an expert. That's number one. Number two, tell the police unions that they can bargain about wages and working conditions, but not use of deadly force. And they may not publicly or privately attack and insult the people that command them, the mayor and the alderman. In some of these states, the police union has directed and officers won't respond to police calls, or they respond real slow in areas where they don't like what the alderman said. You cannot have that kind of a union in a military force. In the Navy and in the Army, you don't have unions at all. You can't have a union on a ship, tell the captain what to do, and you can't have a union in the field in a platoon, tell the lieutenant, captain, or the general what to do. I respect unions, and they should be for wages and working conditions, but not use of deadly force and not attacking the people who are in command of the police force. So that's what's happening up in Minneapolis. It is a deeply disturbed environment, and rightly so. Stand by. The Minnesota Supreme Court will issue a decision at some point on third-degree murder. Right now, they have second-degree murder and manslaughter. Second-degree murder and manslaughter. Turning subjects, Tony Evers has proposed $26 million to clean up forever chemicals. $26 million out of how many billions in our biennial budget? Used to be $70 billion, gets up to $80, $90, whatever it is. $26 million. Republicans are opposing it. Guy from the Green Bay area says, well, there's not enough evidence to show that forever chemicals are a problem. This is a Republican. Hey, Jack, Marinette's drinking bottled water. How about that? Is that evidence? It's been found in Green Bay. Green Bay is connected to the Great Lakes. Is that evidence? Is that evidence? Elsewhere around the state, it's been found in drinking water. The DNR, Evers DNR, wanted to set maximum standards, you know, 10 parts for how many million or whatever. I don't want carcinogens in my drinking water. I want to be able to drink well water if I have a well. Republicans say DNR can't do that. It has to be Voss. It has to be the legislature. It has to be the guy, the Republican in Green Bay, who says there's not enough evidence. One thing that amazes me is whether you're Republican or Democrat, do you like clean water? If you're a hunter, you're a fisherman, you like clean water. You're in the tourism industry. You have folks coming up. You know, they want to water ski. They want to swim. They want to sail. Do you like clean water? Do you think that maybe there shouldn't be cancer in the water, carcinogens? It's pretty basic. These chemicals are used for nonstick pans and firefighter foam and that kind of thing. There are other ways to make that, and there are other places to make that. There's no groundwater for it to leach into. Does anybody care? I mean, really, does any Republican care? Are you that depraved? I don't think you are that depraved. I don't think you think about it. I think you're lazy. You're very, very lazy, and you get sucked in on an issue or two. If they attack, and they attack pensions and clean water is what they attack. Those two things, those are what their donors want to get their hands on. They want to use the water of Wisconsin either for profit or for a garbage dump. And there's a lot of money in pensions. And Social Security is the main one. I look on Medicare as related, but also private company pensions. Unless you have an honest Republican like a Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney, they have their tasters out for the clean water, tasters out for pensions. Right now we're talking about clean water. So stop being lazy. Pay attention. If you have a Republican who isn't a Mitt Romney and a Liz Cheney, isn't a traditional Wisconsin Republican, is corrupt, but he serves his donors, do not vote for him. Get him out. Get him out. Coming to the end of the program, stand by for some great, great programming today. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays, Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn, direct signing off, back same time, same place tomorrow.